I'm always amazed at the way that Jesus has with catching fish. For a carpenter from Nazareth, he always seems to know exactly where to lower the nets and to find the best fish. It's really rather impressive. Of course, I say that as someone who knows nothing about fishing. There's a lot for us to pull, or dare I say, fish out of this passage. We could talk about the fish, all 153 of them. We could talk about the actions of the disciples, how they go back to fishing instead of spreading the word. That Jesus once again invites them to join him for a meal, just as he will do for us in a few minutes. But it's the latter part of the passage from John's Gospel that I want to focus on this morning. If you were reading along in your pew Bible, I believe the passage is labeled the reinstatement of Peter. As if we go back a few chapters in John's Gospel, or we look at any of the Gospels for that matter, Peter denies Jesus three times before Jesus is crucified. And so this passage is called the reinstatement of Peter. Except that for when you consider that what Peter does in denying Jesus, you would expect to see Jesus forgiving Peter. Except that Jesus doesn't forgive Peter in this passage. Because Peter doesn't need forgiveness from Jesus. Peter needs forgiveness from Peter. And that's an important distinction. But it goes deeper than just an issue of forgiveness. So I believe that this is a passage about identity, just as the passage from Acts allows us to see Saul's conversion to being the individual we refer to as Paul and his walk in Christ. But this passage from John's Gospel, it's all wrapped up in silly antics. Peter's in the boat, he gets dressed, and then he jumps in the lake. And then he swims to shore when he was in a perfectly good boat. Peter running ahead of the others when he could have traveled with their company. But then there's those questions that Jesus asks Peter. Really question that, of course, he asks three times. Peter, Jesus asks, do you love me? Three times the question is asked. And you have to imagine that by the end of it, Peter is throwing his arms up in the air, shouting, yes, Jesus, I love you. I actually imagine that it's the biblical version of the scene between Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. in the movie Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money. And that movie, interestingly enough, is all about identity. But we know by now that three is a magical number, a significant number in Scripture. Signifies that something larger is going on. So why does Jesus ask Peter over and over again if he loves him? Well, I think it's all in the answers that Jesus provides back to Peter after Peter affirms his love. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. You see, loving Jesus comes with an identity shift. And when Peter rejected Jesus, he rejected his identity as a follower of Jesus. And this is where the words that are actually used in the text and in Scripture can have an impact. And why we shouldn't just assume that we know the stories. And so I want to go back to the events of Good Friday and Peter's denial. In the three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Peter is asked if he knows Jesus on that evening before Jesus is crucified. And Peter replies, I do not know the man. Then we turn to John's Gospel. Now, John's Gospel is also well known for the seven I am statements that Jesus makes. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the vine. Seven statements that begin with the words, I am, that Jesus uses to help us identify who he is and what it means to believe in him. And so in John's Gospel, when Peter is asked a second time about Jesus, he's asked, you are not also one of his disciples, are you? And Peter replies, I am not. I am not. He denies his identity. Peter's denial of Jesus is easy enough for us to understand if we take a look at the events of that day and that week. Jesus has been arrested. Things have finally gotten real. And Peter's trying to figure out what it all means for him and the other disciples. Most of us would probably do the same. But when Peter denies knowing Jesus, he denies his true identity. He denies himself as a follower of Christ. And so the passage today isn't about forgiveness. Peter never receives forgiveness from Jesus. I don't think there's anything there to forgive. And it isn't about reinstating Peter as a disciple. It's about Jesus reminding Peter who Peter really is. What his identity as a follower of Christ means. Jesus doesn't need to chastise Peter, and he doesn't need to chastise us. We are good enough ourselves at laying the guilt on. But sometimes we need to focus in on what our core identity is. So on Anniversary Sunday, we look at our identity as a community committed to Christ. What does that mean? What does that look like? And I think we can turn to the words of Jesus and the responses he gives to Peter. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. It's really rather simple. In a few minutes, we will join together in a simple meal of bread and wine. And we will allow Jesus to feed us as a reminder of how easy it is to feed others. Amen.